I'm going to be reading a passage of scripture from Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8. Philippians 2, 5 through 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Thank you, Andrew. Take your songbooks once again, and this time let's turn to number 212. 212. John?
Our next scripture reference is Luke 22, verses 14 through 23. Luke 22, 14 to 23. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on this table. And truly the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing.
Thank you. Number 286.
I'm going to be reading from John, chapter 18, verses 3 through 11. John chapter 18, verses 3 through 11. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spake. Of them which gavest me have I lost none. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then Jesus saith unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it?
Number 296.
This is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 22 through 24. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth? Who then, when he was reviled not again, When he suffered, he threatened not, but committeth himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sin in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by those whose stripes ye were healed.
Number 289.
The next reading is Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 26. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus.
Number 276.
I trust you are paying attention to both the scriptures and the words of the Psalms as it so definitely pointed out our guilt, our sin, God's love, what the Father was willing to do for each of us by sending his own Son. One of the last references talking about the Lord Jesus bearing our own sin in his body on the tree. Incomprehensible. I can't understand it. I love it. I believe it. But at this time, we want to gather together in obedience to the Lord and remember what he has done for us. Over the years, this observance has taken on various meanings. Even at the time the New Testament was being written, we saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that Paul had to scold the Corinthians because this, which is such a solemn and sacred observance, had become nothing more than an occasion for a drunken feast where some would gather with all kinds of food, and others would have nothing. Some were showing up drunk, really making this whole observance a sham. But Paul pointed out how that this is something we need to approach with reverence and solemnity. As we observe these elements, we know that the little piece of bread that we're going to take, it's not really the body of Jesus. It just reminds us of his body, which was given for us. We know that the juice in the cup is not really the blood of our Lord, as some faiths erroneously teach. But it teaches us to remember what he has done for us. May we never take for granted the solemnity of our salvation, what it cost the Father, what it cost the Son. If you know the Lord as your own personal Savior, you're walking in fellowship with him, there's no sin, known sin in your life, we invite you to take this in remembrance of him. whether or not you're a member. Let's look to him in prayer at this time, thanking him for this observance and what it means to us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your love. Thank you that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but would actually have everlasting life. But in order for us to receive that gift of everlasting life, your Son had to give his life. He had done no wrong. There was no sin in him, but he willingly, lovingly took our sin in his own body, and he died in our place. We thank you for the chance to remember this at this moment in our service. We thank you for the bread which reminds us of his body. The King James says broken. Not a bone was broken, but how they beat, how they battered his body. And as we take that, help us to remember what he went through for us. And then we take the cup, and it reminds us of the blood that was shed. Yes, he did shed his blood. No one took his life from him, but he willingly gave it, shedding his blood. Because it took the blood in order for remission or forgiveness to be accomplished. Thank you that his sacrifice pleased you, Father, and you demonstrated that by raising your Son from the dead 3 days later. May this observance please, honor, glorify you, and it's in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.